On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria vandag op na 33, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 'n maksimum van 31 grade. Ons begin in KwaZulu-Natal waar die wrak van 'n tweede ligte vliegtuig vanoggend gekry is wat gister vermis geraak het. Die liggaam van die vlieënier is op die toneel gevind. Dit volg nadat die wrakstukke en die liggaam van 'n ander vlieënier gisteraand ook in die Midlande gebied gekry is nadat die vliegtuig ook gister vermis geraak het. Woordvoerder vir die KwaZulu-Natalse departement van vervoer en menslike nedersettings, Ndabezintle Sibiya, sê 'n dringende ondersoek is onderweg.
Relevant authorities at national level indicating that there is an investigation that has been launched by the accident and the incident investigation division.
Polisieminister Sentong Kunu, wat tans op spesiale verlof is, word vanoggend in die parlement verwag, waar hy sy getuienis sal afskop voor die ad hoc komitee, wat beweringsondersoek van onbehoorlike inmenging en korrupsie in die strafregstelsel. Kunu is 2 dae gegee om vrae te beantwoord oor die aantuigings teen hom, wat deur KwaZulu-Natalse polisiekommissaris in Nhlanhla Mqwanazi en nasionale polisiebaas Fanny Masemola gemaak is. Dit sluit in dat Kunu die een was, wat die politieke moorde taakspan ontbind het, omdat hy deur syndikate beïnvloed is. Anastasia Mokobo het meer.
Mukunu has also been accused of interfering in police investigations and maintaining ties with corrupt businessmen. Following these allegations, President Cyril Ramaphosa placed Mukunu on special leave pending the committee and the commission's investigation. So far, the committee has heard evidence from Mqwanazi, National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola, and Deputy National Commissioner for Crime Detection Shadrack Sibiya. Anastasia Mokobo for Jacaranda Newswatch.
In die ooste van Tshwane is daar weer probleme by die Bronkhorstspruit watersuiveringsaanleg. Tshwane sê die aanleg bedryf nie teen volle kapasiteit nie as gevolg van 'n meganiese fout. Watertankers is in die gebied ontplooi. Internasionale nuus wat groot is vir Suid-Afrika, die rugbykampioenskap vir volgende jaar is gekanselleer. Die aankondiging is vanoggend deur die suidelike halfrond se rugbyliggaam SANZAAR gemaak. Die toernooi wat bestaan uit Suid-Afrika, Nieu-Seeland, Australië en Argentinië sal weer in 2027 terugkeer. Volgende jaar sal Nieu-Seeland na Suid-Afrika toer in 'n reeks wat as die grootste stryd ooit bekend staan. En vandag is Wêreldvoedseldag en dit kom met onlangse navorsing wat wys dat hongersnood in Suid-Afrika in 2023 die hoogte ingeskiet het. Die navorsing wat deur ekonome by die Universiteit van Stellenbosch vir Shoprite gedoen is, wys dat hongersnood in Suid-Afrika nou sy hoogste vlakke is in 'n dekade. Shoprite se hoofbeampte vir volhoubaarheid, Sanjeev Rugabir, sê dis baie kommerwekkend dat 'n groot aantal huishoudings sukkel om gesond te kan eet.
There isn't enough regular research on hunger in South Africa, and the ShopRite Group's Food Security Index helps to fill this gap. The index shows how critical affordable food is.
Ek skade dit Susan. Meer oor al die stories waarmee ons vanoggend wakker word en werk toe gaan, dis by jacaranda.fm.com, klik op news.
'n Baie interessante en 'n dag vol opgewondenheid wat voorlê hier op 9 tot 12 op Jacaranda FM. Gerda, baie dankie vir die nuus en ook thanks for pointing our attention to World Food Day. Mm. We've done a few interviews around food and it's interesting how we are trying to create awareness around those whose tummies aren't full.
Yeah.
And then also sometimes about the choices we make when it comes to food. There's such interesting research around. I mean, only recently, right, I discovered that something like soos 'n wegneem hamburger is considered soft food.
Soft.
Soft food because it's not good for children, not only because it's junk food, but it doesn't promote jaw development because it's not crunchy.
You don't really chew anything.
No, you just put it in your mouth and swallow it.
I mean, even the lettuce is not crunchy.
No, because you put it in your mouth and you can almost swallow it, you know? I'm also thinking of some of our mommies. We did a topic not too long ago on when this show was still called The Work Zone, and we were talking about full lunch boxes that comes home. You know, you send your kid to school with a meal and then they bring it back. And maybe these are the habits that we are reminded about on World Food Day, that we can share it with someone else, that we can reach out.
Yeah.
Is it that known that so many people go to bed hungry?
I think in the times that we are living with now, with rising living costs and food prices, we see with every inflation basket that comes out at the beginning of the month, we see how inflation is driven by higher meat prices, rice prices, potato prices, tomato prices, you know, things like that. Meat that used to be affordable is all of a sudden expensive.
It's unaffordable.
And that is my problem with this. Eating healthy has become expensive.
I understand. Listen, you've definitely opened our eyes to something.